ABC Radio Australia.
More than 200 Pacifica diaspora people and organisations in Australia have signed an open letter which condemns Pacific government's complicity in what it says is Israel's ongoing genocide and occupation. It was released by Pacifica for Palestine Australia to coincide with the launch of the community group. And spokesperson Isaac Nasedra told Lucy Cooper he wanted to join the group to ensure that Pacific had voices opposing Israel.
Just wanting to see more action for human rights, especially for the Palestinian people. I've been involved in the Free West Papua campaign for quite a bit, and understanding the mass atrocities against human rights that are happening to the West Papuan people by the Indonesian government, happening, you know, right near our doorstep. A similar thing happening across the world in Palestine. You know, it's something that we need to speak up as Pacific people, because we kind of understand, not kind of, but we definitely understand the effects of colonialism and the right to, you know, Indigenous justice and self-determination.
Pacifica for Palestine Australia has been launched with an open letter signed by over 200 Pacifica diaspora people and organisations. What is in the contents of that letter?
So basically, the letter's asking the wider community of the people to condemn the Pacific government's complicity in Israel's ongoing genocide and occupation of Palestine, and focuses more on Pacific governments that, like, back Israel at the UN or abstain on condemnations of mass killings and starvation happening in the region.
What intentions does the group have?
To show support. Let the Pacific governments know that their actions are not in our name. They do not necessarily represent the people when it comes to their support behind Israel. And governments like Fiji and Papua New Guinea, who have openly declared support and want to open up embassies in Jerusalem, which is in contravention of I think UN Resolution 487, I believe, show that, you know, their support does not represent the beliefs of the people. We want to be able to show the Pacific that, you know, the Pacific people in Australia are supporting them all the way. The pro-Palestine groups within the region might be small. As a united front, we are very powerful.
Why now?
We're seeing a lot of Pacific leaders throwing big support towards Israel. Recently, with the Samoan election, we saw their prime minister openly declare support for Israel. We've seen Ramaphosa standing shoulder to shoulder and shaking hands with Netanyahu, showing his support and wanting to open that embassy. Same with Marape and PNG. It's important. I think the tides are turning, and the more we show unity against this genocide and support for Palestinian self-determination, the stronger the movement can be. And given, I know a lot of people are just saying, you know, there's a ceasefire, you know, this, what's the point of, you know, still showing support while there's a ceasefire going on? But the goal of the group is not to chase a ceasefire. Our group is kind of centered on decolonization and justice. So we hope that the ceasefire holds, but Palestinians still need safety and security in their own country. Yeah, we just want to urge Pacific governments to stop backing Israel and support Palestinian self-determination. So given a ceasefire or peace is not enough, I guess liberation would be the end goal.
Why do you think Pacific governments support Israel?
In my personal opinion, a lot of Pacific communities do hold on to a lot of strong Christian values. While Christianity is good, there may not be, I guess, a lot of critical thinking. Not to say that Pacific people don't think critically, but particularly around religion, there seems to be a bit of a disconnect. There's a lot of confusion between the Israel of the Bible and the Israel we see today.
Do you think the governments represent the views of the people in their countries?
I don't believe they do. We just did an action at our Fiji Day celebrations, and a lot of the people are saying, you know, this whole thing is what the government wants, but what the government does doesn't necessarily represent us. But at the same time, they were scared to sign on to the open letter at this as well, because, you know, they could get backlash from the community if their name gets out there and things like that. So I think secretly or deep down, people do resonate with a pro-Palestine sort of stance, but because the impacts or the reach of like Israeli propaganda is so far and wide that it's hard to kind of speak up against that, given that they base a lot of the ideologies on religion and Christian values.